was unusual that when you've got rioters in the streets, and a couple of different things happened. First of all, in St. Louis, all the rioters were turned loose. I don't think any were even kept in custody for very long. In New York, of course, with bail reform, they just all run wild and leave again. There they go. And in other cases, you got the celebrities whipping out the checkbook saying, you know, we'll just pay for them. We'll get them out. Joining me, Adam Gillette, the president of Accuracy in Media. You'll know him as AIM. Angry Americans all over the place about all of this. Adam, welcome to the No Panic Zone.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Are you calm? Are you collected? Are you ready to do this? Good.
Always.
Good, good, good. All right. So, I mean, you see it. You saw the headlines in St. Louis. Everybody was turned loose. You see the fact that in New York, unless you know, are convicted or arrested for a violent crime, I guess, you get to, you know, just go throw more bricks. You didn't hit anybody. No big deal. You wrecked a few million dollars in property. Who cares? And then you've got the celebrities, of course, virtue signaling and saying, hey, I'll pay for these criminals to get out of jail. It's appalling. Your thoughts?
Well, I wish they were merely virtue signaling. I wish they were merely doing social media posts about how much they care. But they're literally donating millions of dollars to bail violent rioters out of jail. You wonder how they're able to go out each night and commit more riots, commit more vandalism and violence. It's because they get bailed out each day by actors like Steve Carell and Halsey and Harry Styles.
And what do you think the average American thinks about all of this? I mean, honestly.
I mean, how can – oh, sorry.
Seriously, what does the average American think about this? I mean, here you've got people that are literally burning down the stores, beating people in the streets. How many police officers have been shot, killed, maimed? I think the police officer in Las Vegas is still on life support, probably not going to make it, right? All over the country, this disrespect for police and the destruction of private property, but they have this notion, well, it's just property crimes. It doesn't mean anything. Well, yeah, right up until it's your property, and then it matters, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And what's so amazing is that these celebrities have every level of security for themselves. They've got tall hedges to block their homes, iron gates, full-time security guards, publicists that you could talk to because you can't really reach out to them directly, except maybe on social media. All of the security for them, but they're literally funding the money that makes it possible for them to make everyone else less secure, for rioters to throw a brick through your building or attack you on the streets. It's outrageous.
On the other side of that, you've got some real problems for Hollywood. I saw yesterday that AMC Theaters, the largest theater chain in the world, teetering on bankruptcy now because of the overreaction to the pandemic nonsense. And so you've got that. I mean, meanwhile, Disney's also teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. So for all these Hollywood types, you know, they might need to rethink their whole strategy because all of the money that cash train might run out. You know, the money train might come a little bit slower next time around, don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And certainly when the market goes down, there's going to be less money available from the large corporations that own the studios to produce more expensive films. It's unbelievable to think they would alienate their audience in such a way as to say that we're going to support violence in the streets by your homes. And if you care about justice for victims of police violence, if you care about seeing people get killed by police, you should be especially opposed to this. Because when these riots occur, they only erode support for actual reforms. It's in no one's interest except the rioters.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, the Attorney General now is investigating some of this. Adam Gillette here is the president of Accuracy in Media. The Attorney General now saying, listen, it looks like there's some different groups out there that are behind all of this, which would have to be true based on the fact that you see bricks stacked under tarps in the middle of streets just waiting mysteriously for somebody to show up and use the bricks. How convenient, right? I mean, they weren't using bricks in downtown New York to build anything, just to tear things down. And isn't it interesting to note that the Hollywood people that make the most from free enterprise and capitalism are the ones that decry capitalism and free enterprise as being evil. Isn't that odd? Does anybody pick up on the irony of that except me?
I think the other great irony you just pointed out is that if those bricks were out there for a developer to build a building and put people to work and add homes for people to live in, that wouldn't be allowed right now in New York because all the COVIDs are going to get you. But if those bricks are used to be thrown through the window of a building, that day, okay, we got to support his right to protest.
Sure. Well, it's also
in places like Manhattan. It's just out of control.
Well, Adam, it's also unusual, and it's, to me, the irony not lost. All of the shoe stores and so forth that were looted, the one thing that was left behind in all of those stores were work boots.
Yeah,
work boots were left behind. See, you like that, don't you? I mean, that's cheap, but, you know, it's Friday. What do you want from me? Adam Gallette here, president of Accuracy and Media. Where do we go from here? I mean, America, by and large, is disenchanted with parts of Hollywood already. There are big parts of Hollywood that have already been a turnoff for America. You know, the screenings and the amount of money coming in was already falling. Where does it go from here? If your theaters are going out of business because of the COVID virus, or politicians, really, I mean, where do you go from here, honestly?
I think the best thing is direct action to these celebrities who are funding the violent rioters. We have an action alert set up on our website, aim.org, where you can send a message. And it doesn't just go to Twitter and become one of millions of messages that these celebrities don't look at. You can send this message, and it goes to over 20 agents, representatives, and managers for the celebrities that are bailing out the rioters. So you can tell them directly what you think about their clients supporting violence in the streets. And I think when they actually hear from us, when they actually get a response for their actions and understand the ramifications of it, I think we might see them sing a different tune in the future.
Finally, that would be nice. I mean, that would be that'd be a good thing to have happen. You know, let them get in tune with the rest of us. I don't know if it will, but it's a nice thought anyhow for a Friday. Adam Gallette, greatly appreciate you being here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
He is the president of Accuracy and Media, AIM, here in the No Panic Zone. Adam Gallette here on a Friday. Still to come today, Congressman Tim Walberg will be here, Steve Doolin, Dr. John Lotton. If you behave, you might hear from Ivy as well. We'll see how that works out. It is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Rivers Show on a Friday, working out a couple of glitches in a brand new studio again, in the bunker above the bridge. We'll be right back.